Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November the 1st. The grains closed higher with December corn up 6.25 cents at 6.97¾. December wheat up 20¼ cents at 9.02½. January beans up 28¼ cents at 14.47¾. A little bit strange here. The meal closed down 3.30. The oil was up 16 ticks, but just off the corn and oil prices on the crush, we should have been down about 4 cents on the beans, yet we were up 28¼ cents. What's causing that all? I think it's partially the protests in Brazil that are closing down the port of Paranagua. Lula won the election, and the opposition, you know, is claiming foul and rigged elections and all that, and so his supporters are protesting by putting on these strikes. So I don't know how long it's going to last, what the outcome is going to be, but that's certainly slowing exports out of Brazil. So I think that's part of it. I think part of it is the fact that our exports out of the New Orleans port have been slowed dramatically due to the low Mississippi River levels. But they're now getting beans out through Texas, I'm guessing the port of Galveston, and in some of the ports in Alabama. So beans are getting out, but, you know, that in itself isn't particularly friendly. You know, the beans move, you know, maybe we'll get some of this business back. But, you know, in the meantime, we're backing up, and the elevators aren't taking corn or beans on the river. So that certainly isn't good out here. The wheat rallied. You know, we had the early rumors of, you know, Ukraine exporting yesterday 350,000 metric tons of grain in one day, despite the Russian talks out here. But as of today, there's more insurance companies who will not underwrite these ships. And as I understand maritime law, these ships cannot leave port unless they have some kind of insurance. Now, some of these ships may have had insurance. Maybe some still have insurance that are sitting in the port. The ships that are on the Black Sea, I'm sure, have insurance. Are the Russians going to fire on these ships and kill a lot of people out here and, you know, sink these ships? We don't know what Putin's liable to do out there. But, you know, from the early reports of pretty good exports out of Ukraine, that turned around. We rallied the wheat 32 cents on these insurance companies pulling out again. So, you know, a little bit of a mixed bag. The dollar was sharply lower early, down a full penny. That should have helped wheat in the early part of the day, but it didn't. The dollar rallied a full penny. It's back to steady, and that didn't break the wheat. So, you know, it's hard to get a handle on some of these markets out here. You would have thought corn would have had a really good chance to close over $7 here today. We got up to 6.98½. If we gap open December corn tonight over $7 and we don't fill that gap, that's going to be pretty powerful. Some are also saying in the beans that the seasonals are very strong, that may beans start to move higher here, and that may be part of what's going on. So overall, pretty friendly day out here. We'll see if we can continue it tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.